Thank you. was due at the airport at 10:15. We might start a few minutes late. Thank you.
Thank you.
Governor Miller, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the ROTC Cadet Corps, University of Alaska, I welcome you to the 10th Annual Governor's Day Celebration. The presentation of the individual ROTC Detachment Awards has been traditionally conducted on Governor's Day to recognize those cadets whose academic standing and or leadership activities over the past school year merit special distinction. The first individual award is the Keim Trophy. Receiving the award is Cadet Chris A. Kinter. Presenting the award is the donor, Dean Charles J. Keim, College of Arts and Letters. The Keim Trophy consists of a percussion cap target rifle with original accoutrements, which is on permanent display in the Paddy Range. A medal, symbolic of the trophy, is presented to the high-scoring ROTC freshman determined during the annual qualification firing. The Reserve Officers Association provides four awards, one for designated cadet from each year group. To receive the award, a cadet must possess high qualities of leadership, moral character, and a high aptitude for military service. Presenting the award is Mr. Eldon A. Toll, representing the Reserve Officers Association, Department of Alaska. Receiving the Freshman Award is Cadet Norman Wagner. Receiving the Sophomore Award is Cadet Thomas A. Baer. Receiving the Junior Award is Cadet Stephen J. Heckman. Receiving the Senior Award is Cadet Jefferson W. Barber. The Honor Cadet Ribbon is sponsored by the Professor of Military Science for those students demonstrating outstanding ability in leadership and military training. Mr. William O'Neill, President of the University Board of Regents, will present the awards. The winners are Robert E. Hiller, Jr. This is a sophomore award. The winner of the Junior Award is Floyd J. Dameron. The recipient from the senior class is Thomas W. Monk. The Veterans of Foreign Wars Medal, presented by the Golden Harp Post, number 3629, Fairbanks, is our next award. Receiving the award is Cadet Bradrick S. Johnston. Mr. Gray Tilley, representing VFW, will present the award. The Veterans of Foreign Wars Medal is presented to the outstanding ROTC cadet in the freshman class for outstanding leadership, overall scholarship, military aptitude, and merit. The Association of the United States Army Medal is presented to Cadet Ralph P. Cernak. Presenting the award is Dr. Earl Weisslein, president of the local AUSA chapter. This award is given to a junior ROTC cadet. To qualify for this award, the cadet must be in the top 10% of his ROTC class, the top 25% of his academic class, and make an outstanding contribution through leadership to advancing the standing of the ROTC in the military at the university. The American Legion offers two separate awards. The General Military Excellence Awards are sponsored by the Dorman H. Baker Post, Fairbanks. The winner of the Junior Award is Cadet James G. Norris, who is unable to attend today's ceremony. The winner of the Senior Award is Cadet William D. McGee. Past National Vice Commander C. Russell Huber will present the award. To receive this award, the cadet must be in the upper 25% of his academic class and have demonstrated outstanding qualities in military leadership, discipline, character, and academic leadership. The winner of the American Legion National Vice Commander's ROTC Scholastic Award is Cadet Gerald S. Culp. Mr. Huber will also present this award. The recipient of this award must be in the upper 10% of his academic class, in the upper 25% of his ROTC class, and have demonstrated leadership and student activity participation. The Academic Achievement Award consists of a ribbon awarded to a cadet of the first three-year groups who must have accumulated a grade point average of 3.0 in all subjects and an average of 3.5 in his ROTC classes. Presenting the award is Academic Vice President Dr. Donald R. Theophilus, Jr. Winner of the Freshman Award is Cadet Chris A. Kinter. Winner of the Sophomore Award is Cadet Bobby L. Gaddis. Winner of the Junior Award is Cadet James G. Norris, who is not present. The next award is an Army Dress Blue Uniform, sponsored by the Fort Wainwright Officers' Wives Club. Receiving the award is Cadet Commander of Troops, David R. Rieger. Presenting the award is Mrs. Charmaine Klaus, President of the Officers' Wives Club. This tangible gift is presented annually to the cadet distinguishing himself during the summer field training conducted between his junior and senior years. Additionally, he must be in the upper half of his senior academic class. The Superior Cadet Medal is sponsored by the United States Army. A medal is provided for each year group. To compete for these awards, the cadet must be in the upper 25% of both its academic and ROTC classes, have demonstrated outstanding military leadership, and have developed noteworthy qualities of discipline, courtesy, and character. The Commanding General of the United States Army, Alaska, Major General Kelly B. Lemon, Jr., will present the award to the Basic Corps cadet winners, which are Christian A. Smith, freshman. And James E. Christensen, sophomore, winner of last year's Freshman Award. Presenting the Superior Cadet Medals to the Advanced Course Cadets is Lieutenant General Robert G. Ruge, Commander of the Alaska Command. Junior Award winner is Cadet Ralph P. Cernak. Cadet William K. Hale is the senior award winner. Our next award is the University of Alaska President's Medal. This year's winner of the award is Cadet Bobby L. Gaddis. Dr. Wood, President of the University, will make the presentation. This medal is given to the outstanding sophomore cadet who has distinguished himself through his scholarship, military aptitude, and significant leadership contribution to the ROTC and the University. Traditionally viewed as our highest award for the senior class, the final award today is the Governor's Medal. Cadet Gerald S. Culp is the recipient. The Honorable Keith H. Miller, Governor of Alaska, will present the medal. This award goes to the senior ROTC cadet who is in the upper 10% of his ROTC class and who has demonstrated high qualities in leadership, discipline, courtesy, and character. This morning, we have recognized the cadets for their achievements in the ROTC. Now I would like to recognize their parents. Would the parents please stand? Let's give them a hand. this time, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the University of Alaska Women's Drill Team, commanded by Mrs. Barbara McCaddy. To continue with our program, I would like to present the ROTC drill team commanded by Cadet Denny Helmick. I'd also like to point out that the drill team won an award as an outstanding drill unit in the 1970 Fur Rendezvous this year.
All right.
At this time, is it a pleasure to introduce to you Dr. William R. Wood, President of the University of Alaska. Parents, cadets, gentlemen, ladies, he is to honor the governor of the great state of Alaska. And we are honored by having the governor of Miller here this day. I give you the governor of the state of Alaska. Thank you, Dr. Wood, General Ruegg, General Lemon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my very great honor and pleasure to be here at the University for Governor's Day today and to present the Governor's Award here this morning. I certainly commend these fine young men, the University of Alaska, and the military officials for this excellent ROTC program. Having spent 3 years in the Army Air Corps during World War II and then going on to university following that experience, I did not participate in the ROTC program. However, I do know that if I had, it would have stood me in good stead. Recent developments in Southeast Asia are disturbing, of course, to most of us. And I know that the decision made by our president and announced night before last was a very difficult decision to make, and I do know a little bit about making difficult decisions. But as I have in the past, I reiterate my support of President Nixon's Vietnam policy leading toward a just and honorable peace in Southeast Asia. The unwarranted attack of North Vietnam on Cambodia left the president no choice but the course he has followed in order to support our American troops who are now in Vietnam. The fall of Cambodia would render Vietnam defenseless to the hordes from the north and make the planned withdrawal of American troops impossible. I salute our president for his courageous and correct decision, and again, my congratulations to these fine young men for their contribution to the preparedness of our state and our nation. Thank you very much.
If nothing else goes wrong with the microphone and me flowing papers all over the place, I guess we can conclude today's ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to remain seated until the reviewing party departs, and I'd also like to thank you very much on my own behalf and the behalf of the whole Cadet Corps for your attendance. Thank you.
Hold it! Okay.